and the scorching of the earth continues. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As the Clinton campaign deals with the FBI's latest innuendo bomb, the New York Times evidently decided it was time to lob one of their own at Donald Trump by updating what they now know about his still-secret tax returns. The Times reports that back in the 90s, as his company was failing, he got his lenders to cancel his overdue debts. Nothing new there. In fact, Trump brags about it in his speeches. But the way the IRS sees it, when a bank cancels your debt, it's the same as the bank giving you money, and the IRS wants you to pay income tax on it. Well, rather than report the loans as income, the Times says, Trump just reimbursed the banks with a piece of paper, awarding them a stake in his basically worthless partnership. And presto, no tax. In reply to the Times, a Trump spokeswoman denied there was anything wrong, of course, and added, quote, Mr. Trump does not think taxpayers should file returns that resolve all doubt in favor of the IRS. And of course, Trump doesn't have a monopoly on this kind of ingenuity. The IRS is also examining the Clinton Foundation. Maybe one day we'll learn how two politicians could go from bankrupt to a net worth of $110 million running a charity. So will all this have an effect on the voting? Well, actually, I'm guessing the main effect of all of this is going to come after the election. Because there are a lot of people who think their income is none of the IRS's business. And whichever way it comes out, after November 8th, they will find themselves with a very powerful role model. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.